Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you'd like to join in the conversation here this afternoon, we are live and our telephone lines are open. You can call toll free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the program here with us this afternoon. And we'll take your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for another opportunity to be on the air. We do pray that you would use the program today for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ, hopefully through the things we talk about. Help us to lift up and glorify Christ, and certainly help us to defend the Word of God here through the things we talk about. Use us for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you, like I said, and I'm Pastor Al Davis. I'm actually the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I certainly invite you to visit. We've had a number of visitors at our church services and our Friday night Bible study recently, and certainly we welcome you if you have no place to go on Friday night and you're interested in studying the Bible. The information about our Bible study will come at the end of the program, but let me just invite you there. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. That's midway between Akron and Cleveland on Brecksville Road, which is State Route 21. It's right there where the Interstate 77 crosses the Ohio Turnpike. So you can find it right there, Northern Summit County. And again, we meet there from 7 o'clock until 9 p.m. every Friday night, informal Bible study. And allow you to bring the questions, and the questions go, and the topics go wherever people ask questions. And yeah, it's a good time just to get together, fellowship, have some refreshments, and just enjoy looking into God's Word together. And then, of course, our Sunday services are at the same location at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road there in Richfield. We meet in the conference room every Sunday morning. 10 o'clock Bible study hour, 11 o'clock our morning service, and actually in our Bible study hour, we're just finishing up our study on the temple. And then this Sunday, of course, we're in the book of Acts Sunday morning, and then Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we're in the Psalms, preaching through the Psalms right now. So invite you to visit if you don't have a church, and we'd love to have you come out and visit with us. Well, I want to get into a couple of things here today as well. And oh, I also want to mention, reminder to check out our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And I have past programs are available there as MP3 files. You can listen to them, download them, whichever it is that you would care to do. And you have them up there for quite some time, even have an archive going further back. And if you're not able to stay up at night on Sunday night to listen to our Sunday night program, 11 until midnight every Sunday night on here on AM 1220, if you're not able to stay up for all that, you can listen to them there. Have a number of other things there, plus some information about our about myself, and some links to some other materials, links to the webpage for our church, and also there's a link to East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. I don't always mention them so much on Friday. I mention them more often on Sunday night, but they do help sponsor this program, and that's East Coast Pizza, located at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. And if you give them a call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100, that's 216-341-9100, and you mention Live with Al, you can Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza. Call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. Mention Live with Pastor Al, get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And you can find a link to their website at ours as well. So just remember, livewithpastoral.com. You can also link to our Facebook page from livewithpastoral.com as well. Well, excuse me. And I wanted to get into something here. A lot of things going on, but looking at something that's happening in our little corner of the woods down in Richfield, as looking at this, and probably wouldn't bring it up except for the fact that there's a principle involved here that affects churches all over the place, not just in our little corner of Richfield, Ohio. But this principle here is it's a couple of principles, I guess, having to do with tolerance and intolerance, separation, things of that nature. And I've mentioned from time to time here in the program over the last several months about how in Richfield, where our church is, that we have a diverse religious community there, I guess you can call it. There's, in addition to churches such as the United Church of Christ and the Roman Catholic, the Lutheran, Foursquare Gospel, and us as a Baptist church, there's also Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and even a Jain temple there in Richfield. And as a result, they formed a Richfield Interfaith Coalition, and they're trying to get all these various groups to come together in this. And they have a webpage, and on their webpage, they mention the fact, they say, we established some basic principles for the Richfield Interfaith Coalition. We mutually respect each other's faith and culture. No one is trying to proselytize anyone. We gather with an open mind to grow an understanding and collaboration. We agreed to meet in our different places of worship each month. Goals? I think that meeting the different religious leaders, sharing a meal peacefully, and getting to know one another is itself a big step forward. As we progress, we will work together on projects that serve the broader community. Now, I recently had to put together, I guess for lack of a better word, a position paper dealing with this. And the reason was that we've been asked by people, and discussed this in our church, have been asked by people even outside of our church, if we, or what we think of this interfaith coalition. And so that's why I want to kind of talk about that a little bit here today, because, you know, this is the kind of thing that affects churches in various parts of the country, even various parts of the world. I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was going to a little missions church that was established over outside of the air base that I was stationed at in England. And the missionary that was there, he went home on furlough, and we had another missionary that came in. And when he got there, there was a representative of the local, I think it was, they called it a ministerial society at that particular location. That's the same basic sort of a thing. You know, all the churches get together, agree to overlook any of their differences, and basically pat each other on the back and tell everybody how wonderful they are, and validate and accept one another's diverse beliefs. And so they came to the new missionary and said, we're hoping that you would like to join our ministerial society. That last guy, he was too rigid. He didn't want to associate with us. And of course, the new guy, he likewise declined their offer, and they just couldn't understand it. Well, because of that, I felt moved to put together an article called "Why the Richfield Bible Baptist Church Cannot Be a Member of the Richfield Interfaith Coalition," and it's published on our website. You can find it, and if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, you can certainly link to our church website there, which is for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And I've got to double check, make sure I've got the article itself on that website, because I know it's on our church website, and I've also put it on our Facebook page for livewithpastoral.com, as well as our church Facebook page. And in this, I discussed why we can't be a part of that. And in fact, I gave a good reason for it, I thought. And basically, I pointed out that The Richfield Interfaith Coalition was formed to celebrate the diversity of religious faiths and groups and things in Richfield, but we can't be a part of it, and the reason has to do with intolerance. Now, it's probably not quite intolerance in the way that a lot of people would accuse us. The intolerance is the fact that this interfaith coalition is intolerant of what we believe, and the Bible is intolerant of what they believe. So in order to yoke up with a group like this, we would have to either ignore what the Bible says or change what we believe so that we could be accepted by them. And that's always the way this usually goes. In fact, my wife and I encountered this when we were missionaries down in the Samoan Islands back in the 1990s, and we even coined a phrase while we were down there. We said people are legalistic in their liberality, and what we meant by that is you can be as liberal as they are or more liberal, but if you're less liberal, that's not allowed. You're just not allowed to be less liberal. And then there's another phrase, I guess, that you could have that would sort of go along with that, and that's the intolerance of the tolerant, because a lot of people who claim to be very tolerant are tolerant of you until you disagree or refuse to go along with them. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and we came up with a good term to coin, I guess, for this, called the Common Core religion. And in Common Core mathematics, if you're familiar with this, it's not important whether you get the right answer. It's just important that you can share why you got that answer. And so 2 + 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4. It could equal 5. It could equal 6. It could equal 7 or 8 or whatever you want it to equal. But the problem with this Common Core religion is as soon as you come along, everybody's saying, oh, 2 + 2 = 5. No. Well, we believe 2 + 2 = 7. And everybody's ooh and ah. But the moment you say 2 + 2 = 4 and it doesn't equal 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever, then all of a sudden they get upset with you. And they especially get upset with you if you can prove that it only can equal 4. And see, you're allowed to say in this tolerance, you're allowed to say whatever you want, believe whatever you want, so long as they agree with it. That's the key. If they don't agree, and if you believe that they're wrong, well, guess what? They become some of the most intolerant, judgmental people that you could ever imagine. Well, let me give you some examples here, continue on looking at some of this. The Richfield Interfaith Coalition, and I'm not picking on them, just singling them out. This is just something that we're going through right now, and so as a consequence, it's in my mind right at the moment. But the principle here is that we need to be tolerant of each other's beliefs, diverse beliefs and religious faith traditions and things like that. But in this principle, and this is reflected in others that I've seen, the statement we mutually respect each other's faith and culture. No one is trying to proselytize anyone. Now, there's problems with that. One of the things is, right away, I know they do not respect what I believe, and I'll get to that in a sense. But there's a lot of statements in the Bible that run contrary to this idea that no one is trying to proselytize anyone. Now, I, as a Bible-believing, a fundamental Bible-believing Christian, I cannot agree not to proselytize anyone. To do that would be to say that I think that their way is okay, that no matter what they believe, as long as they're sincere. The ultimate expression of that, I think, was the current Pope last year made the statement that an atheist will get to heaven as long as he's a good person. You know, if his heart's right, he'll get to heaven. I'm sorry, nobody's heart's right. The Bible says that the heart of man is wicked. It's deceitful. And there's a variety of statements in the Bible that I would have to completely disregard in order to yoke up with a group like this. And any fundamental Bible-believing Christian, in order to yoke up with a group like this, to agree not to proselytize, is to mutually respect each other's faith and culture, that flies in the face of the fact that the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In Matthew chapter 7, starting verse 13, Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now, Jesus was not mutually respecting the faith and culture of other religious traditions here. In the Proverbs, they were not respecting the faith and culture of other religious traditions. In fact, the Proverbs says that it might seem right to people, but it ends up in death, meaning it leads to eternal damnation. Jesus said there's a lot of people that are going that way. That's the wide gate. That's the broad way. And many go that way. It leads to destruction. But straight is the gate, he said, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, the reason there's few that find it is because everybody's too busy slapping each other on the back, mutually respecting each other's faith and culture, and not trying to turn anybody out of the broad way onto the narrow way, which would be proselytizing. Well, here's what Jesus said about getting to heaven. In John chapter 3, talking to Nicodemus, in verse 3, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In John chapter 14, Jesus again makes this narrow-minded, I guess we could call it intolerant statement. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You know, I had somebody one time try to explain that verse away to me, saying, "Well, that's for the Christian." Well, wait a minute. It doesn't say no Christian here. No Christian cometh unto the Father but by me. That's not what it says. It says no man. That means nobody, no human being. And they try and say, "Well, that's just for the Christians. That doesn't apply to a Buddhist or a Muslim." Well, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. The Bible says here, "Neither is there salvation in any other," referring to Jesus, "for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Not might be saved, must be saved. If somebody wants to go to heaven, they have to hear the gospel message. They have to understand that Jesus Christ, as God manifest in the flesh, lived a perfect life, something that no human being can do or has ever done. He willingly went to the cross, where he suffered and died and shed his blood, not for his own sin, but to pay for our sin. And he became our sacrifice. He died, he shed his blood to pay for our sin. He died, he was buried, he rose again the third day. And the Bible says this about that in 3 John, I'll get there. My glasses are a little smudged here. Let's see what I got here. 1 John chapter 5, there we go. And verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You can have Buddha, you can have Confucius, you can have Allah, you can have Krishna, you can have this, you can have that, but if you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have life. You will die and go out into a Christless eternity. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, not just physical death, but spiritual death. Ultimately, those that die without faith in Christ will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Now, this is pretty narrow-minded when you think about it, but that's what the Bible says. Now, what if you believe what the Bible says? If you believe what the Bible says, then you can't agree to mutually respect each other's faith and culture and not to proselytize anybody. In fact, speaking of the proselytization, that means seek converts from these other people. Well, one of the most important commands that's in the Bible that Jesus gave to his followers is what we call the Great Commission. And we can find it written several ways. Matthew chapter 28 says this in verses 18 through 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And then here's another verse, Mark 16, verses 14 and 15. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. You can also read about it in Luke chapter 24 and Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And in both cases, in all these cases, it says go into all the world, preach the gospel. We're called to do that. In order to affiliate with this interfaith coalition, I would have to agree not to do that. So what's more important, my obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ so that I can have approval of him, or my disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ so that I can have approval of people who are preaching false religions? Yeah, we're a little intolerant of other faiths and religions, but that doesn't mean we have animosity or antipathy towards them. And in fact, the opposite is true. We have concern about them. We're concerned with their eternal destiny. We want them to go to heaven and not the lake of fire for all eternity. We want them to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Well, unfortunately, they won't allow us that position. Here's a recent quote from one of the organizers of the Interfaith Coalition. It says, all of us are stronger and wiser when we understand and respect our diversity. I find it unfortunate that some groups are still entrenched in the notion that their way is the only way. Authentic faith builds bridges, not walls. Well, he finds it unfortunate that some people believe differently than him, and he claims that such beliefs are not authentic. Sounds a bit intolerant to me. So we can't be a part of this group because we would have to let go of our core fundamental beliefs and principles in order to get along with them. And that's just something that we can't do. And they can't let us in with our core beliefs and principles because they find that intolerable. So I guess we're stuck being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ instead. Well, I hope you'll go and look at that article and check that out, and pray for us. We're not trying to be cantankerous. We're just trying to be faithful to the Word of God. There's a number of verses I'd like to get into, but I do have one caller that I would like to try and get in here real quick before we run out. We're just about out of time, and we have Donald calling in here this afternoon. Donald, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Al. You know, the question is, will you keep the Passover? Because, you know, I'm listening to, 1220, and the one pastor said, we don't call it Easter Sunday, we call it Resurrection Sunday. Well, Easter is Ishtar, and it is it's the Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. Well, Passover is right out on the first month of the Jewish, it's the Hebrew, year of Nisan. That's when our Lord and Savior was crucified.
Yeah, I'm going to have to interrupt because we've got time right now, and I'm not going to have time to go through all of that right now. Let me direct people to go to our website at Live with Pastor Al. We have a detailed discussion there of the word Easter. And if you look in the King James Version of the Bible, Easter is not translated from Ishtar. And there's an extensive discussion there of how the word Easter is linguistically derived from Saxon and Teutonic roots that relate to words dealing with the resurrection. And unfortunately, I just don't have time to get into that right in the last minute or so. We discussed that extensively on the program. And of course, Easter Sunday is not the Jewish Passover, that's for sure. The Jewish Passover took place on the 14th day of Nisan on the Jewish calendar. And of course, that was tied in with the full moon. Appreciate that information. But the actual resurrection of Christ took place during the days of unleavened bread. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Luke carefully notes that the Easter that Herod was waiting for to take place took place during the days of unleavened bread. That was the time when the Christians were celebrating what had been called at times variously the Christian Pasch or the Christian Passover, which was the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ after the Jewish Passover. And basically what we celebrate on Easter, whether you celebrate before or after the Passover, the Jewish Passover, is the resurrection of Christ. But thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us again next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.